Joy 94.9.
Orange Ribbon Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Welcome to the 400th edition celebration of Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9 with your hosts tonight, Kafam, Hugh and Alan. 11.5 years ago, we had the very first edition of Orange Ribbon was presented here on Joy. In those days when Joy was broadcasting part-time from our very old and cramped, somewhat primitive South Melbourne facilities. And on our own test broadcast frequency, of 90.7 FM.
And tonight we celebrate 400 editions of Orange Ribbon. We've contacted all former presenters of the program and each one will make some contribution tonight, either by joining us here in the studio, by pre-recorded messages or email messages. And the two founders of Orange Ribbon, Kim Benton and Shantan Chang, will talk about the history and the background to getting the program off the ground way back in 1998. We'd like to receive your emails and messages tonight, so email on air at joy.org.au or SMS 0427JOY949. We have a very special program coming up tonight, so please stay with us for the next hour here on Orange Ribbon. Orange Ribbon, and this is, well, actually it's edition 401, just to be technical, but we are celebrating the 400th edition, which was actually last week. And we have Kafam and Hugh and myself in the studio. Hello. And we have one of two presenters, former presenters, who were supposed to be here. How? Welcome, How.
Hi, everyone.
A voice from the past.
Yes, blast from the past.
How and I did Orange Ribbon together from
2003 to 2005.
We were also supposed to have Ash join us tonight, but he's not been well today, so we're here. We might be able to get him on the phone a little bit later to have a brief discussion.
Hope you're feeling okay, Ash, if you're listening.
Kafam, you selected this music tonight.
Yes, it's Bella Nova with Dulce Fantasia, Spanish. I'm very excited tonight because I chose all the tracks tonight, and I worked my way and said, Alan, we play my music. They were so much funkier than yours.
So let me play the music. Make a cup of coffee.
So, well, if there's anyone who's complaining about the music, direct them to Kafam.
Yes, send the messages in and complain to Kafam.
I remember the day when I was actually sitting on the guest side and Hal was sitting on the interviewer side. How long ago was that?
It was you, Hal and I interviewed you.
Yes, I was fresh at the time. I remember I loved...
You were the virgin at the time, and we de-virginized you, didn't we?
I mean, I invented the boat person. What are you talking about?
Kafam, you've never been fresh.
Yes, it's actually... I've got the details here. 29th of September 2003, we had Kafam on the program as a guest, and you weren't to actually join the team until some nearly 2 years later it was. Yeah. Well, three years later.
At that time, that's how we recruited presenters for the show. We have you on as a guest first, and then slowly we...
Test
them out. Then we slowly drag you in with an invisible...
And 2 years later, they got very desperate.
I know. I remember at the time I enjoyed the experience so much that I complained that I didn't get enough airtime, even though I was the center of the attention.
Yeah, someone's having a bit of a diva, aren't you?
Now, anyway, in terms of history of the program, a lot of people will probably know that the program started originally, we're not sure of the exact date, but it was around about July 1998. And Shantan Chang and Kim Benton were the two founders of the program, and I joined them 1 year later in July 1999. But we'll talk to Shantan and Kim in the next segment of tonight's program. But just to give you a very thumbnail sketch and throw in questions if you wish.
I have a question.
Yes.
Alan.
Yes.
What was the inspiration for the show when it first came out? Because it's been, how many years? 13?
11 years.
You know, has the aims of the show changed over the years? Are we doing the same thing or it's been changed over the years?
Not quite. As you will hear when we talk to Kim, if you hold that question off until we hear Kim and Shantan, because it started...
You're jumping
out,
the gun.
It started out, from Kim's point of view, more as a psychology or more of a... he can explain it better, more of a theoretical sort of a program, a philosophy sort of type program. And it sort of, when Shanton then got involved, it started to introduce multiculturalism as well. So during the period of the 11 and a half years that the program's been going, we've had, believe it or not, 11 presenters. How coincidental is that? 11 years and 11 presenters.
What's with the changeover, Alan? No one like working with you.
I don't know.
Are you trying to...
We've been trying to topple Alan for years and he's still here.
I'm still here and you haven't got rid of me yet. Who knows? I might be getting a little bit too old for this. But so we've had a few off here. If people sit down and do the sums, 11 and a half times 52 weeks actually comes out at 598 if you actually do the sum. So you might ask, well, why are we only at program 400? But the program has taken a few, as do a number of programs on Joy, take breaks over time and have various weeks and months off. The program almost folded totally in August 2005 when you went off air.
When I left.
When
I left and I completely destroyed everything. And
well, there was a combination of events because Kemmond left because of work in 2003. Shanton left in May, I think it was, May or June in 2005 because of his work load and he was travelling a lot. AJ left to return to India. I think, Hal, you were going to do a music program or something or other, weren't you?
Something like that, but it never eventuated. I just left.
I think the thing maybe why so many people have become presenters of the show, we're all volunteers here, and there is a lot of work involved in the show as well.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, and if you're working full-time and trying to do research and do the show, it really takes up a lot of
Weight. And also there is that sense of fatigue that comes into it as well. I mean, like, I was working pretty much straight. There's always break in between, but it's you know, constant for two whole years on the program, and then just felt the need for a break and just to do something else or just to have a bit of a rest, and well, the rest kind of turned into like 4 years. But
but the other side of it is you meet so many nice people. I mean, in the time I've been doing it 2 years now, and I've met so many wonderful people, made so many friends, and they're all different nationalities, and they've all got different stories behind them. So it's
and to be on a completely shallow point, I've also met quite a few hot boys on the show as well.
You would notice how. Actually, getting back to your question, how has the program changed? One of the things that has changed is there was a period in time where we actually used to pre-record a whole lot of stings, e.g.
I'm Colin from Aleph, Melbourne, and you're listening to Orange Ribbon with Shanton and Alan.
Hi, I'm Aswin from Victorian Aids Council, Gammon Health Centre. You are listening to Orange Ribbon with Shanton and Alan.
I'm Thomas M from Singapore, and you're listening to Orange Ribbon on Joy Melbourne 94.9 FM.
Hello, this is Matthew Hewer from the Asian Project of ACON in Sydney. You are listening to Orange Ribbon on Joy Melbourne 94.9 FM.
Very sexy.
Last one.
I'm Michael Barnett from Aleph Melbourne, and you're listening to Orange Ribbon on Joy Melbourne.
And we had quite a few more of those. We used to actually get quite a few guests or various people that we had on the program at different times to record those sorts of things, and we'd use that as introduction to different segments.
I reckon that's a brilliant idea. I reckon we should incorporate it into foreign languages now, or, you know, add in like 94.9, you know, add a bit of multiculturalism in terms of languages to it. What do you reckon?
That's a great idea, Kafam.
If you'd like to organise it and record it all.
You just find all the people who can actually speak all the different languages and organise them all into a room and have them all recorded.
I think you should get a Vox box and go up the street.
Speaking of which, how would you say that in Vietnamese?
You're asking the wrong person.
I'm putting you on the spot, or in Cantonese.
I'm not even going to try and attempt that because my non-English languages are quite appalling when when I
when you're in front of a microphone.
Exactly. And also when I'm being put on the spot, like now.
That's one thing about Kafam. He puts you on the spot all the time.
Yes, we've got used to this. But then, as I said, the program sort of folded, sort of, in 2005. And then I really wanted to try and rejuvenate it. And this was at a time when suddenly Kafam and Ash got involved. And
yes, I recall the day when I was sitting in North Caulfield where I used to live, and I got this email, a random email saying, are you interested in joining a multicultural program? And I thought, why not? So it just was really random.
Yes.
Because I used to belong to this group called GAP, which is Gay Asian Proud. So I was on their mailing list. So it seems like they were not fussy as to who came on the show. And then, the presenter.
And then on the 8th of September, this is how we introduced the program. Welcome to Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9 with Ash, Janet, Kafam and Alan. That's how we introduced the program. When you and Ash and Janet started in September 2006.
I recall I was so raw at the time that we depended on Alan to be there for us because we couldn't sail the ship without Alan. But now we can sail up the mast and the sail and we'll to go around the world twice without Alan quite easily.
There's a revolution to topple you I'm playing in the background at the moment. Just watch your back.
I am getting the message. Anyway, let's take a break. This is the 400th anniversary edition of Orange Ribbon.
Joy 94.9.
Orange Ribbon Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac. The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Orange Ribbon, and this is the 400th anniversary edition of Orange Ribbon. And going back to the history of Orange Ribbon, the two founders of Orange Ribbon were Kim Benton and Shantan Chang. Unfortunately, neither of them could join us in the studio tonight, but I, because Shantan had another commitment, and Kim works up in country Victoria these days. However, I was able to record an interview with both of them yesterday afternoon, and I asked him how it all came about in the first place.
It was a programming decision at the time. I was actually doing a kind of a lifestyle program that focused around exploring and personal issues, and the program committee asked me to focus it more directly on to cross-cultural issues.
And Shantan, how did you get involved? Did you know Kim beforehand, or how did that come about?
Yes, I did. And I think one of the suggestions when we talk about crossing across cultures, I immediately jumped and said, well, it's not just about a lifestyle program on... I think, if I remember correctly, Kim, the program was very much focused on psychology as well at the time.
Yes, it was.
And
yes.
So I think the point that I was trying to make was, well, we needed to really explore sexuality across cultures. I think it's important to have more of a focus on sexuality and cultures together rather than looking at it from a psychological perspective. I think that's how it came about.
I think you're right, yeah.
And
so I was the muse, really.
You were the what?
The muse. You know that word?
Muse?
Yes.
Yes.
The inspiration.
Yes. Well, were you the inspiration? You were the inspiration for the name also, were you not?
He was, indeed. Yeah, I mean, he takes full credit for that, and so he should. He turned up and said, I'm involved in the university, International University Student Association, and we're doing Orange Ribbon, and that's what we should be called in the story.
That's right. There was a lot of consultation, I remember.
Was there consultation over the theme as well, Sunshine?
No, that was mine.
Oh, that was yours, was it?
Yes, yes.
Well, that probably explains why I seem to recall sometime into my time with you guys, Shantan did have ideas of wanting to change it at one stage.
And I was firmly resistant to it, remember?
No, I don't think so. I quite like the theme. I don't think I ever wanted to change it.
Oh,
I think,
yes,
Alan,
I
it was you who wanted to change
it when you came on board. Well, I can tell you, Kim, we've kept it to the present day and we will continue to use it.
It works, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, somehow or other. In my mind, in the 12 months before I joined you guys in 99, somehow or other that theme, because I used to listen to the program beforehand when there was just you and Shantan, and it was it's one of those things, it was in my head. Every time I heard that theme, I always thought of Orange Ribbon. I don't know, it's just one of those things.
How did you, or what do you remember of those, the time that you did spend together, as in terms of highlights or strange things that happened, funny things that may have happened on air and so on?
I think it was a great time because, you know, before that there was not a lot of community voice for the various multicultural groups around Melbourne. I mean, it was a time when we actually gave the opportunity to groups like the Greek and Gay, the Greek and Lesbian groups, Aleph Melbourne, the Yellow Kitties. We got pretty much everyone who was a cultural-based gay community group went through the studios at the time, and it was amazing. And we had some amazing guests as well from the mainstream media getting involved. I remember, Kim, you got people like Kerry Arabina from the Cape York Council. Mm. At one stage, you got Sir Gustav Nozzle as well involved. So we actually covered a lot of ground in those early days.
And in fact, Kim, I seem to remember, going through the log of all the old programs, I had forgotten, but I was reminded, you actually did a program from East Timor.
I did a program from East Timor. I actually was up there and did an interview with a gay East Timorese, which was at that stage was forbidden, and he was prepared to do it under the cover of secrecy. And that was very interesting. I was there at the time, just not doing some work up there. And he was actually working in radio, and that was really an opportunity that I couldn't miss. I think what was significant too was that at the time that we started this, that I was a New Zealander and we had Shannon, who was a Malaysian, and it was like we were both in blow-ins who were getting this thing going. And I think that was a major factor for us, that it was like we were trying to build bridges between what we were and the Australian community in which we found ourselves.
Mm. And playing all sorts of weird music from all around the world.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I seem to remember that I can't remember. There was one particular singer who you used to often play, Shannon. I can't remember her name. Irish, I think it was.
Oh, Lorena McKenna.
Lorena McKenna.
She's Canadian.
Yes, Canadian. Yes,
That's right.
When the program first went to air, let's go back. We're talking about 1998. Now, I joined you guys 12 months later. But when you first went to air, how much notice, how much time did you have to put together the first program?
A week.
And do you remember what the topic was?
No. I think it might have been him and I, you know.
Yes. I think it was about us talking about being gay in another different culture altogether and why we're bothering with it.
Yeah.
How it's different and one of the issues. And we started exploring the whole sexuality in other cultures. We looked at different countries. We moved around quite a bit. But we started by drawing on our own experiences and our own networks, and eventually got more and more involved with the community.
And studio facilities, Kim, I don't know, have you seen the new facilities that we have these days?
Yes, I have, yeah.
You have, okay. That's a major, major change from the days when the three of us even were doing the program down in South Melbourne.
They were rather rudimentary, weren't they?
Is that how you would define it?
The glamorous studios of Joy Melbourne, yes.
But when we've got sort of three working, or two on-air working studios, plus another studio, which technically is our news studio, but hasn't been used as such yet.
This was before the days of MP3 and all that sort
and
of
podcasts
stuff.
And blogs and all those things that we're required as presenters to do these days, which you certainly didn't have to do in those days.
Well, I think one of the first songs we ever played was actually on a cassette, you know, a cassette tape. And then we moved to CDs, then to MD3 players and all that stuff. So it was, you know, a very quick shift in technological advances in the very short time that we were on air.
Hmm. Now, Kim, you left the program, I think, around about 2002, I think it was. You were appointed to Bangkok at the time.
Yes, I went to Bangkok. Yes.
So it's hard to believe that was six or seven years ago.
Yeah.
And Shanton, I think you left about a year later, if
no,
I remember.
No, I left in about 2004, I believe it was.
Was it four?
Yeah.
Was it? And very briefly, what have the two of you done in the meantime? Shanton, I guess, must know that you're at Melbourne Uni. Doing anything spectacular at Melbourne Uni in your senior role?
That's a fully loaded question. What do you mean by spectacular?
Well, I'm sure you're doing interesting things. You were travelling a lot. I seem to remember you were travelling a lot.
I always travel a lot. I think it's part of what I do. But I think the interesting thing that I was involved in recently was at the Parliament of World Religions that was actually here in Melbourne just a week or so ago. And I was one of the panelists on one of two sessions that actually dealt with sexuality and the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered and intersex communities within the 450-odd sessions. So I actually got to speak up about issues around religion, sexuality and culture. And before that, the week before was also a similar panel talking about whether my sexuality or my ethnicity is more important, and or is my religion more important. And this was organized by the Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council, and that was about 2 weeks ago. So I'm still involved here and there.
And we've done quite a bit on religion and sexuality and Christianity and other religions, faiths, over the years. I remember quite an in-depth interview I did with Bishop John Spong.
Shelby Spong.
And it has been, you know, we did a whole roundtable panel on sexuality and whether you could change homosexuals into straight people from a religious point of view. There were some notable points of contact where we were challenging and thinking and trying to work our way through some of the issues to concern with religion and sexuality, particularly for gay people.
And given that we've got time a little bit against us, Kim, let's just wrap up with what you've been doing since you left in 2002. What's that?
I went on to two years in Bangkok, and then went on to came back here for a short time. Then we ended up 2.5 years in Rangoon in Burma, heading up the office in Burma before I came back early this year.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you very much, guys, for having the chat and giving us a bit of a brief background to Orange Ribbon. And here we are at, well, actually, technically, we're program number 401 this week. It was actually 400 last week by my calculations, but for scheduling reasons, we decided to do the celebration this week. So who would have imagined when you started 11 and a half years ago that here we are, we've still held it together 400 episodes later.
Fantastic work.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, guys.
Bye.
Thanks.
All voices, our voices. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Orange Ribbon Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
And welcome back to Orange Ribbon. You're listening to Hal, who is actually technically not a presenter, but I'm talking, so I get to be the star.
You used to be.
Yeah, I used to be.
Oh, my God, anyway, a green Vietnamese Chinese have taken over. It's an alien.
Anyway, the show is, Alan's also here, Hugh, and also Kafam as well. You were listening to The Weather Girls. The song's title is Nobody. It's a Korean pop group, girl band, basically, and they recently performed in So You Think You Can Dance, the American version, and it was very strange seeing this very display, seeing this Asian girl band playing on, like, American TV, and everything was a bit strange. But anyway, so that's a bit of information about that song there. Anyway, we've got a ex-presenter who I have worked with, Rod. Unfortunately, he's not here today, but I'll give a little intro to his pre-recorded segment. So Rod was a presenter on Orange Ribbon for about 2 years until he took a long break in late 2005. Unfortunately, Rod was not able to join us live in the studio tonight. So Alan met briefly with Rod yesterday afternoon and asked him when and how he first got involved as a presenter on Orange Ribbon.
Well, the exact date, Alan, I can't remember, of course. It's quite a while ago now, but I think it was in around about 2002, I think it would have been.
And that means, I think 2005 is when the program effectively folded, but how did you get to find out about it and how did you get involved in the first place?
Well, being a volunteer at Joy and working on the front desk and having various other volunteer roles at the station, I obviously knew about Orange Ribbon and it was an area of interest for me, the program and the multicultural aspect of the program, and I put feelers out with Marg Gardner at that stage, who was Joy's program manager, and asked her about different programs. I wanted to get more involved in the station at that stage, and I asked her if she knew of any programs that would welcome another team member, and she put feelers out and came back to me and said that Orange Ribbon would, and so that's how I joined the team from there.
And what do you remember are some of the highlights or strange or funny things that happened during your time on the program?
Well, I suppose one of the highlights, I think, Alan, were how we interviewed either by phone or live in the studio people from diverse cultures and backgrounds. And it was always very interesting to me to listen or to hear that everyone's story is unique. Everyone's got a unique story. But, of course, within those unique stories, there were always common experiences and themes about the struggle of coming out and whatever. And as I said, everybody has a unique story, but there was always those the commonality in those stories as well. So that was very interesting. And I also was very interested when we would quite often we would speak with Reggie Ho from Hong Kong and hear about his work over there in the gay and lesbian community, finding out the updates there and how that community was emerging, becoming more visible in Hong Kong society and their push for recognition. They were always very interesting.
And you moved on, and I think you did a couple of other programs, as well. Very briefly, what did you do after Orange Ribbon folded? I think it was in 2005, if I remember rightly.
Well, we did. There was another program on just for one season called Diversity, and that was with Howe and myself and Brad Nguyen. That was only on for a season, and then I also joined Been There, Done That with Chris and Bill. And I've done other various fill-in spots for Global Sounds or World Beat Music as well. When those guys were on holidays, I filled in for that program as well.
Well, we're up to 400, so thanks very much for having a very brief chat to us. So thanks very much, Rob.
A pleasure, Alan, and congratulations to everybody involved with Orange Ribbon. It's a very significant milestone, and I hope that Orange Ribbon continues stronger and better
and
in the future.
That was Rod.
That was Rod yesterday. Thanks for chipping in there, Hal. But what about you? Now, because you worked with me and Rod for a year or two.
Yeah, and when basically as Rod has mentioned in that pre-recording that after the Orange Ribbon goes off air, we had another program on called Diversity that was on for one season. And it,
what was the objectives of that program?
It was just to present a diversity of views. And no, it was great, actually. It was a much more free-flowing program, less structured. It's we kind of have different topics to talk about. Sometimes we have guests. We've not all the time. We had some controversial programs as well, but that was...
What was the most controversial one that comes to mind really quickly? Just I'm putting it on the spot again.
Barebacking.
Oh, no.
It was very, very controversial, actually.
Goodness gracious. You would have SMSs going left, right, centre underneath.
I did.
What was the response from the listener?
We didn't actually just decided to talk about barebacking without, you know, any responsibility whatsoever. So we actually had someone from the VAC on,
okay.
Like, so we interviewed.
I think I remember that,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, and
yeah,
so
yeah,
that's
yeah.
What we had. And then the SEEK, you know, so that at least there's an expert person on board. And so we had a discussion and there was many views given and some were quite passionate and we had quite a few calls come through the radio station and I felt very sorry for the person who had to take the phone messages that day.
You know, I got a whiff in the air that you might be joining Orange Ribbon again.
Maybe.
I actually look forward to you joining Orange Ribbon again because I would love to talk about controversial topics like that.
With a multicultural aspect.
Yeah, of course. Barebacking in multicultural aspect. Of course, responsibly.
Can we just rephrase that a little bit, please?
Responsibly.
I would love to be able to talk about different topics. I am very opinionated, and I would love to give my opinions on anything on air.
And what was the most thing you miss about Joy when you left?
I think I just needed a break, and it's kind of... after, because you get into a routine, and once you get into a routine, you get a bit tired, and you kind of resent having to go through with the routine every week and stuff, and so hence the need for a break. And after a break, a long break after 4 years, I kind of thought, well, actually, I'm starting to miss that routine again, so I thought I'll come back, and also I've forgotten most of the fatigue.
To my routine. My your controlled routine.
Yes, Miss the control freak sitting across from me at the moment.
So how? When can we hear you again on Orange Ribbon?
It depends when you would like me to come back. But I think at this stage, probably sometime in February would be a good time.
And you're about to head off. You're going overseas, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm going to America this Saturday. So hence, I won't be able to actually be here for like the next show or throughout the whole of January or and such. But just having a bit of an R&R.
All right. Well, I will look forward to having you back and hopefully joining us on the airwaves again sometime in the new year.
I would love to.
This is Orange Ribbon, and it's 17 minutes to 9. God, I've got to get used to the hour being to 9 when we used to be an hour earlier. Anyway, Orange Ribbon.
Out, proud, loud.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Orange Ribbon Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Does this sound familiar?
Yes, Launchpad. It's ages ago when Ash and I joined, and that was our preparation for Orange Ribbon, wasn't it?
And Ash, are you there?
Hello. Yes. Do you, guys.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
How are you, my darling?
Good, good. Oh, I can't believe it. 400. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
It was so good of you to come into the studio, Ash.
I'm not well. I know. I'm so good to come out, you know.
Anyway, dear, I'm going to put you on hold again because I want to listen to this music for a little bit longer. Goodbye. And that's the theme that we used to use for Orange Ribbon. And Ash, this was really the start for you and Kafam and for Janet to get on air.
Yeah, it was when I came as a guest. So I remember that when I was on air, I just loved the whole you know, idea of being on the show, and it was just so enjoyable. So that's actually made me join the show.
Hey, do you remember when we were naming the show that we did together, Ash, called Launchpad? We went through a few names. What was the one that we loved but didn't use?
We did love, you loved it. I was like, what, Wakey Wakey?
I was going to call it Wakey Wakey on a Sunday morning at 7 a.m.
Why am I not surprised?
Anyway,
that was fun.
Yeah. Ash, you joined the program in 2006, as we're about to discuss, but you actually were introduced to Orange Ribbon a little bit before.
Yes.
Hi, this is Ash from UNRWA, and you're listening to Shantan and Alan on the Orange Ribbon program.
Do you remember doing that?
That was years ago. That was when I was new to the country as well.
New to the country.
Fresh off the boat.
We seem to love the boat a lot on the show.
Yeah. My God, I should have come in. Anyways.
And of course, in the past, we had Aline as well, the French foxy lady. Aline joined the team on the 28th of November 2007 and was with us until April this year. And she had to leave us because she was quite reluctant to leave us because of a heavy workload. And just like Rod, she is unable to join us live tonight in the studio. But Alan Kafam and he recorded a short chat with Aline last Sunday. And they began by asking Aline how she first got involved with Orange Ribbon.
I was a guest on Orange Ribbon. I think it was in September 07 or something like that. September, October 07. I met somebody at the market who happened to be a friend of Ash, Satish, actually. He said, oh, do you want to be on radio? And I actually put his number in I was on a dance floor in the market, and I put his number in my phone. And then the next day I got a text message from Satish that said, oh, you said you wanted to be on radio. Call me. So I did. And I ended up on a program, and the rest is history, really.
So when did you actually start? How did you
November 07.
So it's kind of a random thing, isn't it? You could be dancing in the club, and then the next minute you know, the next week, you could be on air.
I was actually on the podium in the market. The next day I had absolutely no recollection of anything that happened apart from this text message that came and said, you said you were going to be on the radio, call me. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what did I say to him?
So, Aline, just very quickly, when this Indian guy comes up to you and says, do you want to be on radio, did you actually believe him?
I believe anything when I'm on the floor queue. You should know that.
Now, you were with us until earlier this year, and due to work pressures, you had to withdraw. But
yeah, I can't commit anymore to Wednesday at 6 o'clock, unfortunately.
Well, we've moved to a new time, remember? But anyway, what are your highlights? What do you remember of that period that you were involved with us?
Oh, there's plenty of highlights. I was thinking about it yesterday, actually, and I think all the DJs that I've interviewed are always highlights because of my love of music and the fact that I got to speak to some particularly good local legend DJs, and one comes to mind, and that's Sveta. Yeah, and the other highlight, I was thinking of Adam from the Blow Waves, who's also known as Samantha Stretch, who came in the studio, and we interviewed him as two different people, because he's got his Samantha Stretch persona and him as Adam himself. And these were very fun interviews.
Well, anyway, we'll look forward. If the opportunity arises, we would love to have you back on the program again if your work situation changes.
I'd love to, definitely. And give me a ring if you need me. You never know. I might just be around anyway.
And you know, Aline, you can always freelance and come in as an impromptu guest anytime you want.
All right, well, yeah. I'll
okay,
be there next Wednesday then.
Okay, thanks very much,
Thank
Aline.
Thank you.
And that was Aline. And Ash, we've still got you on the phone. Now, you left us in about August 2007. Or was it 2008? No, it was last year.
I think it was 2008.
Last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think, middle of... I was with you guys until mid-year last year, It just started getting very difficult for me because I was living in Glenroy.
Yes, and but you've moved again, haven't you?
Yeah, so I have moved to near. So I am thinking of coming back, but let's see.
That's a feeble excuse, Ash. Glenroy's not at the end of the world, you know.
No, I wasn't saying that to you. It was just like, you know, after work, and, you know, it used to get too late sometimes. So, but I always listen. It was so much fun. It was.
You know, Ash, how I got involved with Orange Ribbon was through a random email. How did you get involved with Orange Ribbon?
Yeah, so pretty much how I was saying that before, right? Alan was saying, sorry. So I've been interviewed by Alan twice on Orange Ribbon. So actually three times.
that was through Anbar, wasn't it?
Yeah, so the first time I came in was Anbar, and I loved it. And I always had a thing of doing radio. So.
And in fact, there is a photo on your Facebook page of that one of those sessions, if I remember correctly.
Yes, that's right, exactly. So I put that in, and you were like, how old was that? So it was, and then, so I just, AJ was doing the show, so I thought, okay. I said, do they need a new person? So AJ introduced me to Alan, and I,
Actually, you just reminded me, Ash, because AJ, the two people who we don't directly hear from on the program tonight is AJ, a.k.a. Shamili these days, and Janet, who, and strangely enough, both of them happen to be in New York City at the moment, which is very, very strange.
Yeah, cool.
Sorry?
I said it's a very weird, cool, happening. Maybe they're having a party for Orange Ribbon.
But anyway, just from AJ, he said, Orange Ribbon opened many minds with its programming, bringing personalities and ideologies into the cars and lounge rooms of all our listeners. It was a lot of fun, especially with Alan, who is versatile in every which way. I don't know what he means.
How did you know?
Now, Alan, I'm going to put you on the spot again. What have I got here? It says bloopers, track 8.
Oh, bloopers. Oh, you mean you want to hear...
I want to hear Ash make a fool of himself.
No, that one...
I've done that, yes.
Another night. We can have a whole show just called bloopers
I want you to listen to this.
Welcome to Orange Ribbon between 9 and 10 on Joy Melbourne 94.6. As our special guest in this evening's program will be...
What frequency was it? 94.6?
Ash, was that you?
No, it wasn't me.
We used to have this segment where we actually read the news, like multicultural news, and I was supposed to read it. And I remember there was one day, for some stupid reason, the word anonymous, and I could not pronounce the word anonymous after like three tries. And like
afterwards, when I was going home, I got these phone calls from all my friends saying, you know how to pronounce anonymous? And I said, yeah, but just not when the radio was on, that's all.
There's tremendous pressure when the microphone is right in front of your mouth. For some reason, we just go, like, we can't, our throat just constricts.
Mm. It's a telephone number. You start to say the telephone number and you completely forget what it is, and you're halfway through thinking, I'm getting this all wrong.
But it's live radio, so, you know, it just happens.
Yeah. Well, that's how live radio works.
Yeah.
Now, very briefly then, because the two most recent, well, not so much recent, because Kafam, you joined with Ash at the same time, but Hugh, you've been sitting quietly in the corner there.
I have.
You were...
2 years now.
2 years now. Oh. It's amazing that 2 years have gone by since we've had you on board. What have you got out of it?
I think I said earlier, it's meeting all the different people and speaking to all the different nationalities. I think it's really great and getting to know everyone. And
it's all very, you know, very sweet and is, very bready bunchy. But tell us how you got involved in the first place with the radio, because you never thought of being an only presenter.
Yeah, I remember one Sunday somebody called me in a panic and said, please, you must help me. You have to come on this show with me. And it wasn't Orange Ribbon, it was a show in Spain, actually, and Spanish music. And I says, well, when does the show go to air? And he goes, in half an hour. I went, there's no way in the world I'm going on the show in half an hour's time. Anyway, we ended up doing the show, and then 2 weeks later, I got a phone call from the same person, who's actually Kafam. Oh, I have to do another show, and it's on America. And I went, I don't know anything about America. Okay, we'll do Scotland. And we did Scotland.
So that's how I ended up becoming a presenter on Joy.
I should jump back a little bit. When we rejuvenated Orange Ribbon, when we sort of resalvaged it, if you like, in September 2006, that is when Ash, Kafam, and Janet came on board, we should point out that I had had discussions with Mark Gudd, who was the then programming manager, about the possibility of trying to rebuild the team, and at the last minute it looked like we were going to have to, I was going to have to train you guys up and get yourself ready for the September season, the Joy program season.
For the Orange Ribbon directly.
However, at the very last moment I got a message from Marg Gardner saying, hey, there's a Sunday morning slot available, 9 to 11 on Sunday mornings, starting in, I think it was in 10 days time or something or other. Do you want to use your guys and use that as a training ground for Orange Ribbon? So that's how Launchpad started.
Launchpad was a very great move for us because it was so much easier, wasn't it, Ash?
Yeah, and it was like a two-hour slot, you know?
And Ash, I remember speaking to you because, I mean, we've been friends for years, and I wasn't actually on air when you started doing that, and you told me how much you loved getting up so early in the morning.
Sometimes I have to wear sunglasses to the studio inside.
Because Ash would rock up straight from the clubs, you know?
He didn't even get home to get a nap and rush straight to the studio. But, of course, if you had joined Orange Ribbon directly without the training of Launchpad, we would have sunk to the depth of the sea.
No,
I wouldn't have.
I think someone is just exaggerating a little bit too much. Someone's being a drama queen again.
Okay, not to the depth of the sea, maybe into the molten lava and just burn into spirit and ashes.
Hey, Alan.
Yes.
I also wanted to say something. You know, one of my fondest memories of Orange Ribbon that I proposed to my partner Deep.
That's right.
Yes. On Valentine's. Yes,
you proposed to your. That's right. In the studio, and we got photos to prove it. That's right. That was on Valentine's Day about 2-3 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, 3 years, I think.
We even had Ash on his knees in the studio proposing to his partner on air.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Can you believe that? And are you still together?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
Did Deep ever say yes?
I wonder, has this ever been done before on Joy Studio itself? I mean, commercial radio stations, they do it all the time, very dull, but us...
Yeah.
I wonder, it could be the first.
If we've done it, that's awesome.
Anyway, guys, unfortunately, we're starting to run out of time, so we're going to have to shut down shop. But it's been interesting looking back and listening to people's stories and their memories.
And also thanks to all the messages that's come in congratulating us, so much appreciated.
Very much appreciated the messages that's come in. Ash, we'll drop you off now, and thanks very much, and we'll catch up again at some stage.
Catch you, Ash.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
See you all. Bye.
And, the end of Well, program 401, how it's been wonderful, and for me, because I've worked with you for so long, it's wonderful to have you back in the studio again. Yes. It really is.
It's like riding a bicycle. You'd never forget.
Celebrating 400 editions of the program since its inception, we hope you enjoyed looking back with us at some of the earlier times with our earlier presenters of the program. All 11 of us being dedicated to bringing you the type of multicultural content that you simply would not hear on any other radio station in Australia, or indeed in most countries of the world. Orange Ribbon is unique, but has also relied on you, our wonderful and faithful listeners, and have continued to support us over 11 and a half years. Thanks to all 11 current and former presenters who have contributed in some way to tonight's trip down memory lane. Coming up next on Joy is Global Sounds. Thanks for joining us on Orange Ribbon tonight. We'll be back to normality next week at the same time, 8 p.m. next Wednesday, with more insights into our GLBT multicultural community here in Australia and around the world. And thanks to Nick, who's helped out on reception. From all of us here in the studio tonight, bye-bye.
Good night. Good night.
Joy 94.9.
Orange Ribbon Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.